House action looms on impeachment.
This is a continuing threat to the integrity of our elections now.
Senate talks on trial.
This whole thing is a crock.
Democratic debate peril.
I'm not going to cross the picket line.
TV channel changes course.
We do.
No, I do.
Restoring same-sex ad.
This is a great moment for representation.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. And the House Judiciary Committee's released its more than 600-page report on impeachment. A vote on the two articles is due in the full House this week. CBS's Nancy Korda says a lot of the focus has now shifted to the Senate and next month's likely trial.
Senate Republicans ready to defend the president are signaling they prefer a speedy trial with no new witnesses.
I am ready to vote on the underlying articles.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer sent a letter to Majority Leader Mitch McConnell last night detailing the witnesses and timeline Senate Democrats want to see. He proposes that Chief Justice John Roberts, who will preside over the trial, issue subpoenas to four administration officials, including acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who were both asked to testify in the House impeachment inquiry but did not appear. In a statement, McConnell's office responded that the majority leader has made it clear that he plans to meet with Leader Schumer to discuss the contours of a trial soon.
A new CBS News poll indicates voters remain divided on impeachment. Anthony Salvanto is our director of elections and surveys.
The way this has tracked the whole way is that views on impeachment are more or less just related to whether or not you think the president is doing a good job in the first place.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe says our poll of Super Tuesday states has Joe Biden just ahead of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders.
The new poll shows that the Democratic race is still pretty fluid, and that has voters nervous. 4 in 10 Democratic voters in the 14 states holding primaries on Super Tuesday, March 3rd, say they're uneasy about whether any Democratic candidate can defeat President Trump.
A labor strike has cast doubt on whether Thursday's Democratic debate in Los Angeles will take place.
I'm not going to cross the picket line. I never have, and I'm not going to start now, and I don't think any Democrat should.
Elizabeth Warren and the six other candidates in it have said they would not cross a picket line to take part. Disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein tells the New York Post he feels like the forgotten man and says the world has forgotten how he cast women prominently in his films. And sex crime allegations have left him eviscerated. Stacey Snyder is a criminal defense attorney.
How relevant is it really that he promoted female careers? Because the whole narrative of his criminal trial is his alleged abuse of women who were trying to pursue those careers in the first place.
He spoke to the paper from a hospital where he says he had spinal surgery. There's an investigation into hand signs displayed in TV live shots by cadets and midshipmen during Saturday's Army-Navy football game. The gesture is similar to an OK sign, and Jonathan Greenblatt of the Anti-Defamation League says it has taken on new meaning.
That was a white power gesture. White power being kind of the expression often used by right-wing extremists to symbolize and kind of speak to their belief in white supremacy.
But sometimes that signal has been used by junior members of the military as part of a ritualistic game. If someone looks at it, they get punched. A cable TV channel is getting some rave reviews after having second thoughts about pulling an ad. CBS's Nikki Batiste says it shows a same-sex couple.
I, Taylor, would pick Zola to have and to host our wedding website.
A commercial meant to show a celebration of love.
We do.
No, I do.
Became the center of controversy after Hallmark blocked it from airing on its channel. The network removed 4 ads from wedding planning website Zola that featured lesbian brides after the conservative group 1 Million Moms campaigned to have them removed.
They're an anti-LGBT group that only targets television and film and commercials that have LGBTQ people in them.
Sarah Kate Ellis, president and CEO of the LGBTQ advocacy group GLAAD.
Because they took responsibility, they apologized, and they did it quickly, a lot of people will go back to the Hallmark channel.
There's a line of bad weather from Colorado Colorado through the nation's midsection and into the east. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
Later today, we could see moderate to heavy snow St. Louis all the way to Indianapolis and approaching Pittsburgh. Later tonight, some of that snow could move into places like New York City and Scranton, but quickly followed by rain as milder air moves in.
The snowy weather's prompted school cancellations and delays in the Washington, D.C. area. A 45-year-old snowboarder died in an avalanche in Park City, Utah yesterday, an avalanche he unintentionally triggered. Emergency crews were able to dig him out, but life-saving efforts failed. Moment of silence today in New Zealand, a tribute to the 18 people who died when a volcano erupted on a tourist island. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Police with the Navy will continue their recovery operation for the two remaining victims, reassessing the risk each day. Our health professionals continue to care for 14 people in hospital, 10 in a critical condition.
Well, trace amounts of mercury were spilled at three locations in Houston. The cause has not been determined, but several dozen people took decontamination showers as a precaution. A new study raises more troubling questions about e-cigarettes. And we're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
E-cigarettes were meant to be a safer alternative to conventional smoking. And the study suggests those smokers who make the switch do improve their health prospects somewhat. But most simply alternate vaping and smoking. And the study found that actually triples the risk of chronic lung disease. This first long-term study of e-cigarettes also finds habitual vapers run a heightened risk of developing all the same chronic lung illnesses associated with smoking tobacco. Steve?
The American Academy of Pediatrics is issuing its first new autism treatment guidelines in 12 years. The group urges doctors to check for possible signs at all well baby visits. A sad Sunday for fans of an NFL team that's bound next season for Las Vegas.
The Oakland Raiders played their first game in the Bay Area in 1960. This was their final game. For the fans' sadness,
it's the end. Everybody here is family. You know, this is what brought the Raider Nation together, playing here, playing in the Coliseum.
You could hear the emotion in the voice of one of the Raiders' most famous fans, Mark Acasio, the man who dresses up as a gorilla.
I'm at a funeral. The casket has been closed. They're dropping the body down.
The game might have been more palatable if the Raiders had won. They did not, lose in the final minute. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Oakland.
James Radio Kennedy has died at 73. The 2000 film Radio was about his story. Kennedy, who had developmental disabilities, was a fixture on the sidelines for a high school football team in Anderson, South Carolina for decades. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.